We're here to talk about a report on Central Scotland Police. It looks at the force itself and the joint board which oversees it. With me is John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, and Andrew Lang, Her Majesty's Chief Inspector of Constabulary for Scotland. John, can you tell me how the joint board is doing?
Well, we found that the board fulfils its responsibilities well and demonstrates many of the key elements of best value. It has an effective relationship with the force based on a shared vision with a strong focus on community policing, and that's all good.
And where does it need to do better?
Well, board members should engage more consistently in working with partners and should improve its monitoring of issues like workforce planning and finance. It has good quality information from the force, but some of the reports it receives need to be clearer on the implications of decisions which have had to be made. That's the more important now that Parliament has approved the legislation for a single Scottish force next year. But having said that, the board does know how it can improve further, and it does have a good plan to manage the transition to the single force.
Andrew, can I turn to you now? How is Central Scotland doing as a police force?
Our inspection found that it performs to a good standard. Public satisfaction is improving and overall crime rates continue to fall. Detection rates remain high and the force continues to manage its resources well.
And where can it do better?
The nature of the inspection and audit is to try and support the force in finding areas for improvement. And indeed there are areas for improvement, but that's within the context of a force and board that are performing generally well. For example, the improvement made to the force strategic framework would benefit from the board having access to it, in particular the force's improvement plan. Central Scotland is also leading on new ways of working with partner organisations and community policing. There's potential for this to be evaluated and then shared as best practice across the force area and indeed across Scotland as we move to a single service.
So what do you want to see happen next?
I look forward to receiving a plan from Central Scotland Police and the authority which takes forward the improvement agenda that we've set out. The force executive has been particularly proactive in preparing for the move to a single service, and that's a very positive sign for the future.
Andrew, John, thank you very much.